And with us in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Monique Morton, Mitch Barry, and Todra Sam, here talking about the play Medal of Honor Rag by Tom Cole that they open at Cité this Thursday, and it will run through the weekend. Monique has been in our studios before for directing directing one of her own plays earlier this year at Cité, Conversations with My Wife, and hopefully some of the people in our audience were able to see that play. Mm-hmm. This, for you, is the first time you've directed somebody else's play. Mm-hmm. How did you choose this play?
Well, I actually didn't have the pleasure of choosing it. It was brought to me, and then I was able to read the play and realize what a great story it was. And when I was asked to direct it, because of the actor Todra Sam wanting to present this one-act play as a part of an experience for him to further his craft and his education out of just a monologue that he originally found in the play, I couldn't help but say yes. So it was a great experience to be selected to direct this play out of the passionate person of Todra's who wants to continue his education and get more experience with acting.
Well, that says a lot for someone to approach you and ask you to direct a play on the strength of what they had seen you do with your own plays.
Right.
So, Todra, you have been acting for quite a while in the Lafayette community in a number of plays. And for our audience, maybe you can go over some of those plays and it will jog some of their memories of plays perhaps they've seen you in.
Yes, the plays I've been in is a total of seven, including my first leading role, Medal of Honor Rag. I've done Break Up to Make Up, who's directed by Demetria Charles. I did a Christmas play called Carol, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Beau Jest, and my very first one, debut play, was called The Rehearsal. And yes, it was very amazing, and I continued to build on with acting from there.
That's quite a range of different types of plays that you've been in over the past couple years. So tell us, what drew you into acting? What made you decide that's something you would be interested in doing?
Well, it just came through my mind. It started in high school. My mom dragged me into theater back to back. Growing up, I wasn't that good of a little boy throughout my school career. You know, I was a little troublemaker on the side. But at the same time, my mom put me in an activity where I can hopefully keep me out of trouble, which was theater, you know, performing arts. And it paid off. And to this day, it did pay off. And I really thank her for that. It's truly a blessing to have a special woman to continue to show unconditional love and say, hey, you know, you can do something with your life. You can be anything you want. And I appreciate her for that.
And recognizing what might help you channel all of that energy you had as a child.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, tell us what you think of this character. It is your first leading role in the play Medal of Honor Rag. Tell us about the character you play. Describe him for us.
This character, yes, he's very, very interesting young man, one of the biggest heroes in America. His name is DJ, goes by the name of Dale Jackson. Real life name is Dwight H. Johnson, and he goes through post-traumatic stress in the afterlife of the Vietnam War, you know, after receiving the Medal of Honor Rag. Like, he can't find a way to escape the horror and just other more unimaginable things he's been through and seen. And it's like he felt like he wasn't going to get out alive, but somehow he did. You know, that's why we convince people all around Lafayette and outside of Lafayette, Lake Charles, Crowley, wherever, just come see this interesting story about one of the greatest young men you will ever notice.
What did you draw upon to be able to play this character? Because obviously that's not been your experience in your life. Where did you go inside of yourself, or what did you seek out to help you create this character?
Like I said, I studied a little bit, starting to study a little more than I did in school. So you have to, in order to play a guy like this, you have to, yes, challenge yourself, first of all. and just learn more about the environment, like Vietnam especially. You know, watched the Academy Award winning film Platoon and studied other horrible experiences that came to Vietnam War. And from there, I build on with DJ day by day, rehearsal to rehearsal with the doctor. And so, yes, that's what I've basically done. And it has really paid off.
And you have a relationship, a very intense relationship in this intense one-act play with the doctor, played by Mitch Barry. And you're a psychiatrist? Is that what you play in the story, Mitch?
Yes, I play a psychiatrist who specializes in helping Vietnam veterans with grief, survivor guilt, and grief.
And this is your first leading role as well. So we have a lot of firsts here in the room and in this play. How did you go into yourself? Because you're not a psychiatrist. You're not a doctor. What did you do to be able to play this man?
I just I've got some good coaches, Cooper Helm and Monique and Todd have helped me to try to get into the character. I mean, for me, the biggest challenge was just to memorize all the lines.
Well,
I've never
that
done that
too.
Before.
We got to get over that one.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about him, this man. What is he like?
The doctor is a gentleman who had been through World War II, and he's a psychiatrist from New York that comes down to the Veterans Hospital to help DJ. And through the course of this interview, he reveals about his own experiences with post-traumatic stress and survivor guilt. And it's my first instinct was, I was thinking, you know, a psychiatrist, they normally don't get too emotionally involved or too personal in their interactions with patients. But this is unlike any therapy session this doctor's ever been in. And something about DJ touches him, so he decides to share a bit of himself with the patient. And it becomes very dramatic.
So, Monique, you're dealing with very intense characters, mm-hmm. both coming out of a war experience, and both of them as actual persons dealing with their first-time leading roles. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot to deal with in this play. How did you approach it? And again, this being your first play by somebody else that you've directed. It's not yours.
Right. I had to read the play and I didn't really connect with it until I heard the words coming from Todgers and Mitch and what they were bringing to the table during the many read-throughs that we had. And it really started to resonate with me more and more. I have a connection with the military. My father was in the Air Force. My grandfather was in the Army. Plenty of people in my family and close friends are in the military. So it's very important to show what men and women go through who are in the military and go to war and who actually deal with these things every day. It's unimaginable for us because we've never been in those situations, but just telling their story, I think, is definitely going to come across with these guys. They really did pull inspiration from many places, and I worked with them to make sure that they're giving me the emotion, the sadness, the grief, just so we're not playing it all one note throughout the 1 hour. It's a one-act drama, and, you know, you're going to get all the emotions in the book with this thing. You know, they go through some jokes, some very sad, intense moments. And, you know, it's definitely going to be a roller coaster ride of emotions, but it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is one of those plays where there's not a lot of physical choreography. Mm-hmm. It's between the two characters primarily. It's a lot of, I guess, emotional, mental choreography that you're dealing with. And mm-hmm. that has its own challenges, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, because I wanted to make sure that they're giving that emotion just so the audience isn't just looking at two guys sitting on the stage like, okay, where is this going to go? What's going to happen? Because they're not doing a whole lot. So the impact is going to come from the words that the writer put on the paper. And so they really have to bring it out. There is a few action moments in the play I think the audience will be very surprised by. Mm-hmm. That's a little surprise for everyone when they come see the show. So you're not going to see two guys sitting down talking the whole time. There will be some action that happens to keep you intrigued the whole hour.
Now, there is one more actor in the play who's not with us right now. Tell us about that actor.
Gus Fontenot is an actor, and he has been in a couple of plays himself at Cité. He did Crimes of the Heart, which just closed a couple of weeks ago, and then he also did One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. This is only his third acting role, and so he's still fresh, just like all of us. He is playing a military police officer at the hospital, and so he and the rebellious DJ have a few moments themselves, which will be exciting for everyone to see. Just in that time in the 70s and the post-traumatic stress that the officers were going through, you know, the relationship that they have with other officers who are kind of their superior, and they don't want to, you know, hear the orders that they're giving them, you know, that itself is a challenge for real life people. So you're definitely going to see that on the stage as well.
Well, and I'm sure both Todras, and again, we're talking about the play Medal of Honor Rag that will open at Cité this Thursday. Monique Morton is the director. Todras Sam and Mitch Barry play, respectively, a vet, a Vietnam War vet, and his psychiatrist. Did you find yourself thinking of current events as you were preparing for these roles? This play was written 25 years ago, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was in reference to the Vietnam War in particular at that point. But these topics are so much in the news now.
Yeah, what's recently going on, like in Iraq, crisis going on. You know, that's why I want people to come see a show like this, because this war is still going on today. You know, this play is basically a reach out for not just the Vietnam vets, you know, it's for people, the troops who fought in Baghdad, Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, who's continuing to this day to serve our country.
And so many issues dealing with the VA and psychiatric care for vets. Ma'am. That's very current in the news as well.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
One week after Todras and I started rehearsing the event at Fort Hood happened, where the soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress, I guess I don't remember exactly, he killed some people and himself. And so that made it just like really real to us and how important and serious it was when we had just gotten the material. And then I guess about 3 weeks ago in 60 Minutes, there was a show about post-traumatic stress treatment for the veterans, and then all the stuff we've seen lately with the veterans, hospitals not getting to the patients, not treating them, and some of them dying as a result of it.
Well, in the incident you're talking about, too, I can almost imagine moments between that soldier and a psychiatrist, because there were news reporters talking to the psychiatrist and those officers who were in charge of his mental health. And many of them said, we didn't think he was a threat. And so you find yourselves in this situation where you're treating this young man and having to weigh all of these possibilities and options. And I would imagine that's a very, very interesting crossroads to be at.
Yes. And this play was based on a true story. And Todras and I looked up the actual citation for Dwight Johnson, who was the Vietnam veteran that this play was based on. And the things mentioned in the citation are way beyond anything that we even talk about in the play. And the things we bring up in the play is just a piece of what he did and what he went through. And so that made it really real. mm-hmm. for both of us as well.
So this is a moment. It's a window into your entire experience and the relationship between the two of you. Mm-hmm. You can't get every. I mean, isn't that interesting? As a writer yourself, you must know that sometimes you can't tell the entire story. That's too long. It's too big. It becomes an epic. And you have to narrow it and choose that kernel that says something that you want to say.
I think Tom Cole was very brave to write this play at the time when he wrote it. It was still fresh, the incident with Dwight Johnson, and because he won the Medal of Honor and they put him on this pedestal, he had a huge issue with that, which we explore in the play. And he just didn't know why he was getting special treatment, why so many veterans were homeless and couldn't find work. And so when you hear it again, when I read it on the paper and I hear Tadris, Mitch, and Gus saying their lines, it didn't make it real for me until I did look up the video of Lyndon B. Johnson placing the Medal of Honor around his neck. And it's like, wow, that's him. I see his image. This was a real person. And it's just, you know, then you remember this is not just a fictional story. It is a story based on true facts. And so it brings you to a different mindset. It's really sad, you know, that that actually happened. So, of course, Tom Cole had to he couldn't make it a happy ending, you know, per se, because he was trying to be true to Dwight's story. And so it really resonates with you once you realize that this was a real person and he had real issues.
And without giving away the story, because it is, again, a very distilled story. It's just an hour long. It is a one-act play based upon this moment in this man's life. What do you hope, I guess, and maybe what have you taken away from participating in this moment in this person's life? And what do you hope people will gain from seeing this portrayal? Tadris. Yeah.
Yes, I learned that, you know, I've started to learn a lot throughout this character. And, you know, you should just keep fighting no matter what happens. You know, always believe, and just stay true to yourself. And, you know, as we all go through something, all that matter is the question is, how will you overcome it? And just, there's not many people ask themselves that question.
That's a hard one.
Yes. And, you know, but we find a way, you know, just live life. That's what I learned throughout DJ so far.
Well, and Mitch playing the psychiatrist trying to help him overcome these difficulties. Well, this is your first leading role, a lot of lines to learn, a very a crucial character in this man's life at this moment. What do you feel like you've learned from this role?
Well, the main character's objective is to connect and help this young man. And the way he goes about doing it is by sharing his own experiences with him, to let him know he's not alone, that other people have been through traumatic things and have gotten better. And he tries to really connect with him on a personal gut level, to let him know that there is hope and you're not alone. And finding someone that you can share your problems with and talk with, who have been through the same things that you have, is very, very helpful, and able to relate with other people and not be alone with that struggle.
Well, those are some serious things to be dealing with in an hour-long play. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Monique Morton, directing Medal of Honor Rag, and two of the actors, main actors, Tadris Sam, who plays DJ, and Mitch Berry, who plays the psychiatrist in this story about a Vietnam vet from a real story that happened many years ago. The play will open on Thursday at Cité, and how many performances are there, Monique?
There are only 4 performances this weekend, so you have to come out 7:30 Thursday, 7:30 Friday, 7:30 Saturday, and then there's a 2:00 matinee on Sunday. Tickets are $10, general admission. We are giving a special discount to our veterans and current military of $8. So that's just something we want to say thank you for everything you've done. And we hope that you can come and see the play and enjoy this tribute to you.
So that will be at Cité des Arts, which is downtown Lafayette on Vine
and 109
Vine Street. You can call ahead for tickets, or you can get them online, I believe, or get them at the door.
That's
people
correct.
Can purchase the tickets at the door.
Well, the discount for the veterans and the ones who served is $8.
Okay,
right when y'all walk in. So just a quick.
And so they can get that. They can tell them at the door. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you all for taking the time to come. I know it's a busy week. You open in a couple days, but we appreciate you coming by to tell us more about the play. The play is Medal of Honor Rag by Tom Cole, and it premiered 25 years ago. Lots of accolades, and we're getting to see it here in our own community. Thank you so much, Monique.
Thank you.